Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Well, this is a pretty surprising headline from Billie Eilish. So she's been very vocal about the fact that a lot of times she makes fashion choices specifically to wear baggy clothes to kind of hide her body. She says she's always felt very uncomfortable with like sexualized comments coming from like randos and strangers on the internet. And so when I saw that there was a provocative lyric from Lil Yachty and Drake about her chest area, I was like, oh, I know she's about to go to bat on these guys. Well, that was absolutely not the case. So in Drake and Lil Yachty's song, Another Late Night, there's a verse that says she had big boobs like Billie Eilish, but she couldn't sing. And I thought for sure Billie was about to come swinging. Mm-hmm. She actually said the exact opposite. She said, I think it's fun, to Variety magazine. I'm flattered. Yachty is my friend. Drake is my friend. It's a joke. I do have big boobs and I love it.
Yeah, if it's your friends, I mean, then I wouldn't think twice about it either.
So if they weren't, though, if there was no friendship relationship, then all of a sudden does it cross a line?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely things you can say to me because we have a history together. We have a rapport. Like, there are things you could say to me that a stranger off the street, absolutely right. Not.
And I think I've tried them all.
Yeah. In 12 years, yes, you have.
And you're still here.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because she's been very vocal about the fact that she has often tried to hide her body. So I thought she would almost be a little bit self-conscious mm-hmm. when such a public verse comes out in that way. But yeah, it is completely different when it comes from somebody that you know and have a history with. In this same interview, she also talked about body shaming when it comes to being different between men and women. She said, nobody ever says a thing about men's bodies. If you're muscular, cool. If you're not, cool. If you're real thin, cool. If you have a dad bod, cool. If you're pudgy, love it. Everybody's happy with it. You know why? Because girls are nice, which I would disagree.
That's what she thinks, huh?
That's what she thinks.
Okay. Who said that again?
Billie Eilish.
Oh, girl, you have not been on the... She has obviously been off the internet for a while.
Yeah, she clearly has not heard any of my commentary on dating
apps. Most like, I'm a man and I would like to beg different.
Oh, absolutely different.
All right, Zac Efron is responding to Matthew Perry's alleged comments that he wanted him to play him in a biopic. So when Matthew Perry passed away, apparently he had mentioned that he was going to work on a story about his life, and he was hoping that his former co-star Zac Efron from 17 Again would play him. And Zac was incredibly flattered by it. He said that Matthew was such a mentor for him.
He was a mentor to me, and we made a really cool film together. I looked up to him. I learned comedic timing from that guy. I mean, when we were filming 17 Again, it was so surreal for me to look across and have him be there, because I've just learned so much from him from his whole life.
And in terms of if he would play him or not, he said he would be absolutely honored to.
I found out after, and of course I'm devastated for his loss. I'm honored to hear that he was thinking of me to play him, and we'll see. I'd be honored to do it.
I would be more heartbroken to hear that news after finding it out, because honestly, listening to that interview, it kind of sounds like, yes, I'd be honored, but we also haven't spoken in a long time. And it's a good reminder that when you've got something on your mind, or you're thinking about somebody, or, you know, you would be honored to play that person. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you got to speak up and keep in contact with the people that matter to you and not keep that stuff to yourself.
If you could choose any actress at all to play you in a movie, who you taking?
Me?
You?
Here's the thing. Like, it would have to be somebody younger than me, because like assuming in 50 years I do something worthy of having a movie made out of me, it would have to be like somebody who would be younger and could like play me through this era of my life. But if I had to like just pick any actress, I mean, maybe like Blake Lively or something, she's a lot older than me, so it doesn't really make sense.
Who you guys got?
I don't know. A lot of people, for some reason, think Nick Cannon should play me. I hear that all the time.
What?
I don't know why they think that, but I hear it a lot. Huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No.
Nick Cannon?
You're hotter than Nick Cannon.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You have fewer baby mamas, too.
I love you.
Who you got?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. That's a no-brainer right there. Mm-hmm. There's one major problem here, but Kevin Hart for me.
What's the issue?
The issue? He's funny?
Ooh, burn!
Carry on.
You need some aloe for that burn. Do you need a second to recover from that?
I'm really.
I had to. I'm sorry. It was an idea.
Don't apologize. Don't you dare apologize.
Cassie, what's that word? Burn.
Yeah, I don't know who I would choose to play you, but definitely not Nick Cannon.
No, yeah, maybe,
what about Idris Elba?
Oh, I'd take that.
Yeah,
but again, he's older. He's the same issue where it's like you can't really pick someone until you know who's going to be big in like 15 years. So
you gotta think about the right person.
Come back to me. All right, for more stories, head to theburtshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Burt Show.